This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and House Speaker Devraj Khemere hold separate discussions with leaders of political parties to remove Parliament obstruction. Prime Minister claims Parliament deadlock will end within a few days. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party meeting underway. CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Centre withdraw support to Madhya Province Government. Finance Minister Barshaman Pun says tax rates won't be changed arbitrarily. Nepal's remittance inflow increases by nearly 20% in 9 months of current fiscal year. And Russian President Vladimir Putin set to replace his long-standing ally Sergei Shoigu as Defence Minister. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and main opposition party Nepali Congress President Shirbhadra Dewa held a meeting yesterday in connection with ending the House obstructions. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak said the two leaders discussed on contemporary topics, including running the parliament. On the occasion, the Nepali Congress leaders informed the Prime Minister about their issues, including formation of a parliamentary committee to investigate the misappropriation of cooperatives' funds. Leader Lekhak said the Prime Minister was positive on their demand. The main opposition party has been obstructing the parliament business, calling for the formation of a parliamentary investigation committee to look into the misappropriation of cooperatives' amounts. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemere, yesterday held talks with chief whips and whips of the major political parties to end the House obstruction. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Padam Giri, said the meeting discussed to ease the environment while presenting the policy and programs of the government on Tuesday, that is tomorrow. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak said the party repeated their demand of forming a high-level probe committee to investigate the alleged involvement of Home Minister Ravi Lamichhane in the embezzlement of cooperative funds. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress is holding its parliamentary party meeting at the moment. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that the parliament obstruction will end in a few days. Talking to journalists in Chitwan yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said he was in dialogue with top leaders of the main opposition party Nepali Congress and the obstruction would end within a few days. Prime Minister Dahal said he met with President Ramchandra Powdil after giving final touch to the policy and programs to be presented on Tuesday, that is tomorrow. The CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Centre have withdrawn their support to the Madhya Province government. CPN-UML's four ministers and two state ministers submitted their resignation to Chief Minister Saroj Kumar Yadav yesterday. Similarly, CPN-Maoist Centre's two ministers of Madhya Province government also resigned yesterday itself. The CPN-UML has 25, while CPN-Maoist Centre has 9 members in the Madhya Province Assembly. With the resignation of the ministers from the two parties, the Madhya Province government has fallen into minority. Finance Minister Barshaman Pun has said there will not be change in the tax rates arbitrarily in the upcoming fiscal year's budget. At a pre-budget discussion yesterday, Minister Pun said economy should be made vibrant by ending economic slowdown and added that the tax rates would not be changed without considering the national interest and will not be changed to serve others' interest. He stated that the tax rate would not be changed to serve the near ones and the business firms that are close to his party and the government. The tax rate, if changed, will be done along with the rationale behind it. Most of the economic indicators based on the 9 months data ending mid-April are positive in the country. Till mid-May of the current fiscal year, the CPI-based inflation remained within the expectations while a balance of payment remained at a surplus and the foreign exchange reserves increased. According to the report about the current macroeconomic and financial situation of Nepal issued by the Nepal Rashtra Bank yesterday, CPI-based inflation remained 4.61% on year-over-year basis compared to 7.76% in the corresponding period last year. Similarly, remittance inflows increased 19.8% in the review period. In the US dollar terms, remittance inflow increased 17.7% to $8.15 billion in the review period compared to an increase of 13.9% in the same period of the previous year. Likewise, gross foreign exchange reserves increased 24.2% to 1,911.86 billion rupees in mid-April 2024. Total trade deficit decreased 2.8% during the review period. Lawmakers have underscored the need of preserving the properties of Trivun University. In a meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, the MP stressed on the need of proper upkeep and management of the properties of the country's oldest university. Most of the lawmakers expressed their dismay, saying that TU's properties have not been properly preserved and managed, and in some instances they are being misused. The MPs pointed out the need of reform in the university's examination system as well. Meanwhile, in the parliamentary committee meeting, Education Minister Sumana Srestha said preparations were on for establishing a high-level committee for the management of land owned by Trivun University. Similarly, in the meeting, TU Vice-Chancellor Professor Dr. Kesar Jung Baral expressed his commitment to improving the university's academic calendar and its effective implementation. President Ramchandra Powdil and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting yesterday. The meeting between the head of the state and head of the government was held at the office of the president in Sital Niwas yesterday afternoon. According to President's private secretariat, during the meeting, discussions were held on country's contemporary issues. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Powdil has approved the resignation of his economics expert, Dr. Chiranjeevi Nepal. Issuing a press note yesterday, spokesperson at the office of the president, Sailaja Regmi Patrai, mentioned that the president accepted the resignation tendered by his economics expert, Nepal. Air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley has decreased with the occurrence of rainfall. On the 2nd of May, the federal capital of Nepal was listed the world's most polluted city with an air quality index, AQI, of 162. Yesterday, AQI ranked Kathmandu at the 50th position. According to the air quality index data, the Kathmandu Valley's AQI was measured at 56 yesterday. The containment of wildfires with the rainfall for the past few days has played a significant role in the improvement of air quality. Kamirita Sherpa has set a new record in the ascent of the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, by reaching top of the peak for the 29th time yesterday. The Sherpa climber broke his own record to set a new one in the spring expedition of 8,848.86 meters high mountain. Kamirita, who first climbed the Everest on the 13th of May in 1994, also holds the record of the most ascents of the peaks above 8,000 meters. The 54-year-old record holder hails from the Thami village of Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality in Solukhumbu District. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to replace his long-standing ally, Sergei Shoigu, as defense minister, according to Kremlin. The 68-year-old has been enrolled since 2012 and is to be appointed the head of Russia's Security Council. Papers published by the upper chamber of the Russian parliament said Shoigu will be replaced by Deputy Prime Minister Andrei Belousov. Shoigu has played a key role in Russia's war with Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal and House Speaker Debraj Kimire hold separate discussions with leaders of political parties to remove Parliament obstruction. Prime Minister claims Parliament deadlock will end within a few days. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party meeting underway. CPN-UML and CPN Maoist Centre withdraw support to Madhes Province Government. Finance Minister Bashamanpun says tax rates won't be changed arbitrarily. Nepal's remittance inflow increases by nearly 20% in 9 months of current fiscal year. And Russian President Vladimir Putin set to replace his long-standing ally Sergei Shoigu as defense minister. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.